ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Scott Bruinger Podcast. Please give it up for your host, Scott Ayers.
Everybody, welcome to Scavenger Podcast. John and Ken are at the bar.
That's right.
Hey,
John Egan.
Ken's
also getting a drink.
Yes.
Ken goes eventually.
That's what he said.
Oh. Hey. Welcome to a special episode of Scott Ruins Your Podcast. For those who haven't been here before, I'm Scott. To my left is John.
Hello.
To my right is normally Mike, but this time it's Ken.
Hello.
And what happens is we usually just talk about stuff and I end up ruining something. Oh, boy.
This might be the shortest podcast we've gotten with John. It's going to be like, hello, goodbye.
Well, currently what's happening is the Green Bay Improv Festival. People are excited. They just watched three shows of fun music stuff. And now there's this non-music stuff of me talking.
We just brought it down to, like, get one guy talking.
Yeah, we can... I mean, if you need me to sing, I'll sing. But that's not going to... It's not going to happen.
What's up, Scott?
Me.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You surviving?
I feel so forward on stage, and no one's, like, directly in front of us. It's
Thank
so
you.
Weird.
You're welcome.
Oh, and change. Look at
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Okay.
I was gonna.
Do I hear myself? Is this microphone on? Can I hear?
Yeah.
I hear myself echoing. It's all weird. I'm a sit-down comedian.
What do you mean you're a sit-down comedian?
Because normally you stand up, John. Anyways. Oh, look. Thank you for sitting in front so I can stare at people.
It's okay. There are people literally speaking at full volume.
Yeah. It's a bar. I'm not using this microphone anymore. How do you turn this off? Okay, I'm not...
Conrad! Jesus,
I'm not touching
funny.
The...
I have literally no idea
what's that was me. Don't worry.
No, I know.
Like I said, the podcast is called Scott Ranger Podcast. I've already dropped the mic on the floor. It's dented. I tripped over my own computer cord, and I just made that noise.
That was tonight?
I've dropped this thing so many times. I'm surprised it's even recording.
Oh, no one else can see because it's behind the screen.
It's an audio wave. It's happening. You can see the blue stuff?
I was talking about the microphone being broken. They wanted to look at how it was broken because it's behind the screen.
Imagine denting a baby's forehead. That's what it looks
Whoa,
like.
Whoa, what? Why?
Because it's
They
like,
already have the soft spot that you're not supposed to touch.
This is soft. It's metal. It's like...
That's literally contradictory. You said it's soft. It's metal.
Yeah, it's soft. There's soft metals.
Like?
This one. Whatever it is. If it wasn't soft, it wouldn't bend by gravity.
What?
Bend by gravity. I dropped it. Gravity.
But you said bend by gravity.
Bend
so like...
by gravity. Okay. It's not a cologne. I'm just saying it's how physics works.
Gravity. I remember gravity cologne. That was huge.
Do you remember Snapple?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It still exists.
Wow. Yes. Yes, I do.
Wait, I think
Snapple
everyone...
does still exist.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I meant years ago, like when I was in high school, they had like elements.
Yeah.
They have like,
oh yeah, yeah. The big taller bottles.
Yeah, they're like
rain.
Oh.
There was like rain and fire. Yeah.
And
gravity was one of them.
Gravity was one of them.
Conrad, look at the Snapple flavors of the 90s.
Dude.
Flavors of the 90s, everybody.
Rain was agave cactus or whatever it's called.
Yeah, rain was clear.
Cactus. All of them were clear.
So, no, they weren't clear.
So were they longer
were,
bottles of
they were,
Snapple?
They were tall bottles, yeah.
They're like pretending to be, you know how Coke bottles
remember,
are all sexy?
You remember when Sobe became like really popular?
Yes.
Like the big Sobe bottles?
Yeah.
So when Sobe was really popular and there were a few others... Snapple tried to get in on that kind of bigger bottle sort of phase. And
was the Snapple lady still around?
I don't know. I think she was.
She might be dead.
No.
Well, yeah. Anyone might be dead, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Anyone?
Anyone.
Anyone.
What if I was a ghost this whole time? Would you know?
Yes.
How?
I don't remember. I would have said something, probably. Like if
ghosts don't sweat that much.
Everybody.
If
If we could have a punchline thing every time we get a big laugh, that'd be great.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to get 10.
Just wait. It's October.
Over under on John's drum punchlines is 10.
CJ's going to fuck me on this.
He's just not going to play drums.
He's leaving. Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. He put his earplugs in.
Scott, what's on the agenda?
Oh, boy.
Or girl, don't be sexist.
Oh, I wanted to mention this. Do you guys ever get emails from Hulu?
Yes, twice a day, because they're giving a free month apparently to everyone.
So here's what I hate about Hulu.
Go.
I'll see like an email and it says Hulu free trial, and I get really excited because I think it says Hoo Hot.
No, that was come on.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. I open my email. I see the word free trial, and I see HU. I'm like, oh, free noodles.
So you think Hoo Hot's giving free trials
away?
Free
trial.
For a brief second, I do, and then my hopes fall down.
What would a free trial? Yeah, what would a free?
I don't know. That's what I'm so excited about.
No, but we want you to explain. What do you think a free trial of Hoo Hot is?
Imagine going to Hoo Hot and like all you can eat. You just pay this set amount.
That's not free.
That's paying for a meal.
I realize that's also...
You could do that right now. You could do that anytime.
That's literally Hoo Hot's policy.
Imagine going to Hoo Hot and paying for a delicious meal.
You can eat whatever you want.
Yeah, you could do that anytime.
I meant not like you can eat as much as you want.
Oh.
No, oh, what?
No, stop. God damn it.
Oh, and by the way, I know Hoo Hot's a buffet thing. You can go like over a month. They're like, hey, you pay $50 and you can just go to Hoo Hot anytime you want, a monthly subscription.
It's like Hoo Hot Unlimited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoo Hot Prime.
Ooh. Hoo Hot Prime. Prime rib.
No.
Wait, what?
No, prime rib. No.
Why Prime? They don't have Prime rib.
If for an extra $100 a month, you could.
What? What?
I don't know. I'm just pitching
They're
it.
They're going to add Prime rib for $100 a month.
Maybe.
Would you spend that?
I don't know.
Exactly. That's our point.
That's why they're giving trials.
No. But the way you were insinuating that was part of the trial is you spend $100 and get the prime rib.
Yeah. I really forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It finds Snapple flavors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Guava... Tea.
Was rain?
And they got this
sprinkle
snapple elements, which you can taste turbulence.
Turbulence?
Basically, pear, lemon, and skim milk. And
what?
No! No, no, no. Pear, lemon, and skim milk?
Pear, lemon, and skim milk?
Yep.
That sounds terrible.
Wow, I can't believe this didn't work out.
Yeah. Is your skim milk not good enough?
No, have some pear and lemon in it.
Yeah.
Why?
To be fair, think about remember
and
how
buy it from a gas station.
How Sobe had the black and blueberry, and then they also had like the one they're like they weren't clear that because they had milk in it.
I'm going through all these different flavors of Snapple elements, and they all contain pear and lemon.
Yeah.
So wow.
There's one thing. Gravity was grape apple, whatever, man.
Ooh, I like a grape apple.
They had one that was orange. It was orange. It was carrots and potatoes.
What?
No,
carrots and potatoes.
No, it wasn't. No.
Conrad, look it up.
No, it wasn't.
Carrots and potato. Carrots. What's happening?
I think Jones.
Someone's defibrillator going off?
I think Jones Soda did that. Carrots and potatoes.
It's made from carrots.
Let's see. This one just says black tea and shitty chemicals.
You're not even using the internet right.
I'm on redneck.com. Thank you very much.
Redneck.com?
It's got Snapple flavors on it.
Oh, Jesus.
Moon flavor, lightning flavor, earth flavor.
Okay, one other dumb thing about me I wanted to mention. So when I was young, I didn't understand how diets worked. Obviously, still, I don't. But, like, when they're like, oh, Slim Fast. They had Slim Fast. I was like,
yeah.
I'm going to buy some of this shit. I'm going to drink it, and I'm going to lose weight. What I failed to understand was that replaces a
meal.
Your meal,
yeah.
I thought however many you drank was like, would it have like chemicals to help you? So I drank like four or five in one day. I mean, I was really full.
So like, how was like your next day bowel movements?
Dude, I was in high school. My bowel movements were never normal.
Oh, no.
What CJ is saying is your life's a joke.
No life. I love this. It's good. I'm gonna give CJ a dollar after this. Anyways.
How did you figure it out that you were like doing Slim Fast with meals?
Well, it didn't work after the first six pack, so I just stopped.
So you're like the same type of person that goes, the gym didn't work after a week. I'm not skinny, and you quit.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to a gym. They don't even have free trials like Hoo-Ha.
They do. Yes, they do. They do. They do have like weeks free at gyms.
Nah, I don't trust it.
What do you mean you don't trust it?
Why would they do that?
So you don't cancel and they charge you for the year.
No. It's like the library.
What?
It's like the library.
What do you mean the library? No, it's free. You just have to return their books on time.
I never do.
No, just return them and recheck them out.
But I don't go... I know what?
Are you really not familiar with this concept?
No, I know how libraries work. I'm just saying. I go there. I check out stuff. I forget that I have them.
Why?
I have $12 in fines.
Okay, and so you spent $12 and you got to read books. Why?
I forgot. No, I never did. I just returned it. I returned it, and I'm like...
So you didn't read it?
And you can't change anything out if you have that much of fines, so then you just don't go anymore.
Why don't you just pay it?
Because...
when you rent a... Like, get a book from the library, just have an alarm on your phone that says, return this today.
I mean, this was years ago, John. I can't do that now.
You don't still have the book, do you?
No.
What book was it?
Also, well, they have movies too and video games.
Yeah,
they have all sorts of things you can check out.
It sounds like a really great place.
Yeah, but then they charge you for being a week or two late on a movie.
Yeah, because that's the point.
Yeah, that's how they get you. It's like just
no, no, it's not how they get you. There's a clear like system, and then they like text you and email you if there's something coming up. Don't shake your head at me. I know how it works. Because I use the library. Don't yell at me. I know how this works.
How many fines do you have?
Zero.
No, none.
Currently,
I think the most I did was like $1.25, like 2 days late. And I'm like, you're right. I didn't return this on time.
Here's $1.25.
Here's $1.25.
No, 25 cents is per day for books. A dollar for movies.
Yeah, I had a movie and a book, bitch.
Jesus. Well, I think it's time for a little segment we call Conrad's Question Corner.
Michael's here.
Mike's here.
Hey.
So what's going to happen? And Brad's here, too. You saw Brad. He was singing earlier. You see him standing there. Well, okay, what's going to happen? I'm going to... Yeah, they're all...
You have not mentioned Brad once this podcast, and you just acted like everyone knew. You're like if a sitcom in season two just had a guy show up like next door and go, "Hey, it's Rob!" Everyone's like, "What the fuck are you talking about? We have never met
Rob." You guys know Rob? He did that. He was doing that thing.
He was over the fence, and then Tim's like, "Oh,
oh yeah."
That was a terrible.
No! You got it. You got it.
I'm not giving CJ a dollar now. Anyways, so what's gonna happen is Conrad is gonna give us a question. This is so much happening. He's going to give us a question, and then, John and Mike, John, Ken, and myself will answer it, and then I'm going to get you guys off the stage, and we'll have Brad and Mike come up here, and they'll answer it.
Okay.
Yeah, Brad!
He did that thing.
He did. He did a metal song. You were there.
You guys,
no one on this podcast heard the metal song.
These people did.
I'm sorry. My fault.
I'm talking to them.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, Conrad, what's the question?
Oh boy, do I have a doozy for you today?
I like when Conrad says big words like doozy.
That's a huge word.
It's like five letters.
It's a huge word.
At most.
But it sounds like at least a dollar and a half. A word.
What?
Like you? Like when?
No. The rest of this podcast is you explaining that sentence.
No, like because they go, oh, precocious. That's a $10 word. Smooth. What do you say, doozy? That's
doozy.
Like $1.50. That's enough. That's like enough for a soda.
Thank you for pricing my vocabulary.
See, you're welcome. It's called.
Conrad, do a $5 word.
Oh no, I put on the spot.
defenestrate.
Ooh,
that's that means breaking out, jumping through windows.
Yeah, good for you, Scott.
What's up, motherfucker? I know words, bitch. I'm sorry. What's your question?
If you could erase any modern celebrity from the 1960s onward from history, who would it be?
Holy shit! Like,
wipe them from the face of the earth.
Just wipe them.
I think we could all say the same one at the same time.
All right. All right, on three?
All right. Three.
Five. Four. No.
On three. We said on three.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, we said on three. We literally went on three, and then you went five. Four. Hey, everyone. Jim's here.
He wasn't here before.
Oh, boy, that was the saddest response. All
right. All right. Yeah. Hey, ready?
Three. Five. No. Zero. All right. Three, two, one. You do it just by yourself.
Donald Trump.
Oh, my gosh.
It's easy.
Oh,
he was a celebrity. He was in Home Alone 2.
Shia LaBeouf.
I was going to say Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Oh, I guess everyone's right with John or Ken. What's his name?
Ken.
Why can't I do... Why is my brain... Sometimes how do you know when you're having a stroke?
You smell like... You smell toast, and then half your face collapses.
Like, what if you start smelling, like, apple muffins?
Someone's making apple muffins.
At work?
Yes. Like, someone brought apple muffins.
What if everything tastes like soap?
You've been a naughty boy.
No offense, Conrad. Oh, Conrad just left.
Hello.
Oh, damn it, Eric.
Hey, it's Eric. Yeah,
Eric's here.
Hey, Eric, while you're up there.
Eric.
British Eric.
Eric, describe your sexiest encounter.
Okay.
Someone take Eric home tonight, please.
Not it. Before the show, you said you had two questions, correct?
Oh, yes, I did.
Is that it? Okay. The first question's all done?
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you want to explain?
We don't delve into it any further.
Well, if you want to, what is your aunt's reason for having a Kim... Who? Kim Kardashian?
Because she's just awful. All
right.
Yeah.
Good diving.
Yeah.
So did we stay for the second, or does Brad and Mike come up?
Brad and Mike are going to come up for the second one. Hey, give him a drum. Thanks. I like this because I feel not as big compared to... those short little people.
Oh, fuck you.
I said short little people.
Short little people.
Look at this. You guys are sitting up with good posture. I'm all shitty.
He didn't mean girth.
No, he didn't.
I feel we're on the same size stools. How are you so much taller than me?
We're sitting up.
Posture.
Anyways, Mike. How should I introduce you? What's happening?
I'm Brad.
This is...
I'm Brad.
No. This is... Oh.
And this is the Brad Show.
I like how Mike is still sitting in his normal chair. That's good. You always sit to my right.
Yes. This is going to be great to listen to in the future.
All right. And then my left is Brad currently. He's from Madison, Wisconsin.
Yay!
He was... Like I said, yeah, Wisconsin's capital, home of the Badger State.
Yes, the Badger State is in the capital.
I'm sure they have at least some Badger. Do they have Badger pictures?
Yes.
Like, as real? Like, do they? Like, I want.
You mean photographs of Badgers?
Yeah.
There's a stuffed Badger in the State Historical Museum.
No, I want to go to the capital and see, like, they have, like, the dogs playing poker, but their Badgers playing poker. Do they have that?
Well, the Badger, Wisconsin Badger doesn't really refer to the animal.
What?
Ooh.
What?
Ooh, he's dropping some knowledge.
What does that mean? But you look at football shows and they have all the big head.
Right.
But it really refers to the Cornish miners that used to mine lead in southwest Wisconsin.
Why? That's so weird. He didn't make that up.
What does Cornish mean? Like a hen?
Cornish. From Cornwall.
From Cornland.
Yes, Cornville.
I feel like...
Cornopolis.
I feel like he's improvising this because he's an improviser.
No, I think he's making it up.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That would be the same thing. That would be the same
thing. Synonyms. It's another $2 word for you.
Yeah. Their wives used to drop pasties down into the mine shaft so they could eat.
Pasties.
Yeah.
Not
pasties.
Yeah. Honey, look what you're missing. Hello.
That seems unnecessarily cruel.
It's in the shape of a star.
We're pretending to drop pasties down the hole for those of you who are listening.
I feel like in the future it's just Scott listening anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I do. I listen. I wait for Monday morning so when I can listen to this. No. Not this Monday morning, but next whenever I post this. November? I don't know. What?
Every Monday in November?
Every Monday in November. He posts the same one. That's his plan for 3 years now. I
can't wait till November.
We've gotten out 3 episodes so far.
Wait till April 1st. I should do that. Just for fun.
On April 1st, you'll post them in November.
But only if it's a...
Is that a Monday?
I was going to say only if it's a Monday. I'm actually going to look. Anyways, Conrad. Oh, it's a... No, wait, that's... It's a Sunday.
Oh.
What's
April Fool's.
Let's see what it's like in 2019.
Wait. What will the future be like, Scott?
Just fast cars.
Yeah.
Just like in that Tony Robinson.
Yes, but are there drivers?
Who's that?
Tony Robinson.
Tracy
Morgan.
Chapman.
Tracy.
I got a fast car.
Tracy Morgan.
I got a fast car.
Oh, honey dear, I got a fast car.
What was it?
What
was the question?
Oh, the question was the second question.
Did you ask it already?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
How long has this show been going on today? So far.
Like 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
That's it.
The second question was...
That's it.
What?
The hypothetical fight question.
Fight?
Who would win in a fight? One horse-sized duck versus 100 duck-sized horses.
Wait.
I've heard this one before. I don't really have an answer to it yet.
Now, I gotta break this down. Does the horse-sized duck have the anger of a duck or the anger of a horse? There's a personality.
What kind of duck? Like, through and through. Oh. Just the size of a horse.
And all animals involved want to fight.
It's nature.
Are the miniature horses getting near the duck's eggs? Because those ducks get mad if you do that.
For the sake of the fight, making it fair, no. There's no egg in sight.
No egg in sight for the duck rage.
Has the duck been fed by someone in the neighborhood, or does it forage in the wild?
A wild duck.
All right. Wild duck. That's the size of a horse.
One giant wild duck and a bunch of feral horses.
I think, man, horses get scared pretty easily.
Yeah.
You just gotta shake them, like grab their tail.
100 of them.
How's a duck gonna grab their tail?
With this giant horse-sized beak.
All 100 of them?
I mean,
one at a time, shake them like little.
But they
little bell player. Stamping away.
I'm sure.
I guess that would work. Yeah.
I'm sure if the duck went wah, wah, and like he ran horse-sized into a miniature field of horses, they would get out of there.
What is the field of battle?
It's like a regular farm field. There's no escape, though. It's like Hunger Games. It's like a dome.
Okay.
All the horses could do is smash up against the duck leg, which is like hard and impenetrable.
And they're hollow.
Yeah, that old phrase, nothing more impenetrable than a duck leg.
That's right.
Although, here's the problem we have to bring into aspect of this. Horses as the phrase canonical. What am I wording? Okay.
We
now,
can help you.
Now, normally, like, horses don't have hands or guns or knives. Or
true.
Not normally.
Yes. Not normally.
Nor do ducks.
Yes.
So their main weapons are their feet and their teeth.
Yes.
Horses are known to eat like horses, and ducks are known to eat like ducks.
Horses are known to eat horses?
No, eat like horses.
Eat like horses.
Yeah, you're like, you eat like
you
a horse.
Said horses are known to eat horses.
Right.
Which I don't believe they're known for that.
So there's a betrayer in the horse field.
I guess I'm going to have to go with the big duck.
I think the big duck
will one at a time just stomp on the horses. Slowly stomp. I'm going to go, and the main thing is the duck leg being impenetrable.
He's got webbed feet, so he can hold numerous horses down.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's a contest.
And it can fly.
I think it would take a while, though.
Yeah. It'd be like a.
I mean, it might not be able to kill all the horses, but it would win.
Knock them out.
Knock them out.
Until the horses surrender.
I'm gonna knock you out.
Quack, gonna knock you out.
Yeah. So I think it's a definitive count down to three.
Yeah.
One.
Five.
Six.
One, two,
seven,
three.
Duck size
horses.
No.
Horse size duck.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
Horse size duck.
Right.
Horse size duck.
Was that right?
It's a hype.
There was a question. There was no answer.
Look in the back of the book. Is the answer in the back? Sometimes the answer is in the back.
Check. Why are you doing this? Okay. Alright, hey, you have more people with you.
Should I go get some?
Yeah, I forgot their names though, so you have to get them.
Okay, I will.
Alright, I'm gonna bring two more people up. That means you have to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Alright.
Good to see ya.
Anyone else? Uh-oh.
Is that okay?
I thought two...
Another woman! Two women!
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
Two women.
That's terrifying, everybody.
I'm already...
Three!
Are you intimidated yet?
Yes, I am. I'm...
There's only one of us here.
This is...
Garth,
yeah! Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Brad, what's her name again?
Oh, my God.
Anessa.
I'm right here.
What's your name?
You can talk to me. I'm here.
He's awkward.
Is it Vanessa?
Yes.
Vanessa.
Yes. It's Vanessa.
And this is Garth.
I'm literally right next to him.
Yes.
It's okay.
See,
I'm a person.
People think I'm sexist because I don't have women on the show, but it's because I'm scared of them.
We're really scared.
Roll the clip.
What clip?
All right. Conrad, we answered your question about who we don't like, about horse and ducks. I'm going to make you improvise another question to ask Vanessa and Garth.
All right.
So Vanessa is also from Madison.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
Garth is from this, well, he lives in Appleton, but he also does Comedy City Improv here.
Yes, I do.
Garth, I don't know.
This is my first time actually seeing your show.
Is it?
Yes.
How has it lived up to its your thought?
Hey, I you remembered Vanessa's name. I thought that was really impressive.
That was a good job.
So far, I'm just gonna go with the flow because I see John and Ken over there not paying attention to me, so I don't really care. So here we go.
Do you know what a podcast is?
Yes, it is. It is something that, like, we're talking right now, and there's blips, and
see, John, he's pointing at the blue blips too.
There's blue blips. That means I'm talking, or there's noise being made, and somebody somewhere in the world is listening to this conversation.
Not right now.
They
are.
They're gonna listen later.
I know. So it's a live taped podcast.
Right. It's live for these people.
Right.
They can interact or whatever.
But it's on tape for... Okay.
Right.
Why are you talking
to
me? Vanessa's much
you.
More interesting than I am, I'm sure.
But he's afraid of me, so he can't talk to me. I'm like kind of a...
Oh, honey, but I love that leather and lace. Oh, that is really, really nice.
There's no lace happening.
What do you call your boots?
Those are leather.
That's fringe. That's more leather. Just more leather.
Yeah.
How is Garth doing this? All right, anyway. That should give Conrad some time. You got a question?
Now, I'm not going to use yours, John. Okay, you get reasonable superpowers for one day. What are they?
What reasonable? What
is reasonable?
Basically, have you ever read Watchmen?
Yes.
Okay, you're not omnipotent, you're not gods. You get one superpower, just one.
Just one superpower.
Just for a day.
You can't be Superman and have, like, laser eyes. And
damn it. What if that was my reasonable one? Laser eyes.
That's not reasonable.
A lazy eye?
Well,
I want a
superpower that annoys bank tellers.
Super awesome.
Would you like a different question?
No, no.
I'm
just trying to define what is reasonable, because I was just going to pop tires with my laser vision. I've thought of this before.
You get pop tire vision.
All right, then pop tire vision. Dude, do you know how many people I would take out on the highway?
Honestly, I would take that power too.
Right, then that wouldn't be a superhero. That would be like a super.
I didn't say superhero.
Okay, so just superpower.
I said superpower.
To be used for good or evil.
Yeah, you can be a dick if you want.
Yeah, that's the whole point of... You know what? You're not helping anyone by popping a tire.
No.
If someone parks like an idiot at the wall store, whatever.
The wall store?
Wow.
I didn't know if I was going to say greens or marks, so I just skipped that part.
Or drugs.
That's cool.
Wall drug.
Well, we don't live in South Dakota, Garth.
Right, but it could have still been wall.
Yeah.
You did not specify before you said wall.
Yeah, it could have been the wall store in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been Wall-E World.
Actually, I want to change mine.
Okay, Wall-E Cox.
What?
Wall-E Cox.
What does that mean?
Wall-E Cox was a famous little comedian back in the 1960s who had the upper square in the Hollywood Squares.
Oh.
He was Mr. Peebles. He had a TV show.
What?
He's like a little science teacher.
Mr. Peebles.
Mr. Peebles.
To be in the top corner of Hollywood.
Yes. Absolutely.
No, if you're not good.
And be Wall-E Cox. Yes. Or find the wall of Cox.
Wait, was that the guy? Was that the guy who's like, I can't do the impression. I'm sorry.
You mean like Paul Lynn? Paul Lynn was the center square.
If you fucking got that from that, you'd have superpowers.
Oh. Oh, don't you know it?
Was the guy that talked like this? Was that him?
Yeah, he had a voice
like this, and he talked like this.
Yeah, it was like about two octaves higher than you
that
are right now. But
superpower.
Okay. Well, but I didn't say, you were the one who brought up Wall-E Cox. You were the one who brought up Wall. Yes, you did. Okay, I didn't even state a superpower yet. Vanessa didn't state a superpower yet.
I feel threatened.
I just Googled Mr. Peebles and got the McGilla Gorilla Show. Is that relevant?
Kind of a similar personality, yes.
McGilla Gorilla? Guys,
we're getting way off topic here.
Right.
We're getting way off topic.
Vanessa wants to tell her power.
What is your power, Vanessa?
What would my power be? My son asks me this all the time. I usually go with, I would want to be able to breathe underwater. Just to be super selfish and be gone.
You can get so much treasure.
I don't care about treasure. I just want to be like submerged beneath.
Like,
the water.
How, like, where? In a puddle?
Or in
like,
a...
I mean...
Yep, just right here. Bubbles.
Although, the first person you tell, you could really fuck with them. Like, just fill the kitchen sink and just, like, stick your head in. Mom, I want some juice! Oh my god!
I'm ending it all! No. Like in the ocean.
All the powers in the world, and you choose to be Aquaman. Okay.
Basically, yeah.
Can you handle?
Can you handle? He's underrated. He's super underrated.
Can you handle the water?
Yeah.
I mean, wait.
Yeah, man. I can fucking handle the water.
I meant the pressure, because you walk down. If you go down too far, you'll crush.
Sure, but you pressurize. You pressurize. You pressurize.
That's how it works?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just do that and you're...
You pressurize. You pressurize your ears. Have you
it's
never...
true.
I don't think that submarines...
No, you can... You. That's not even a superpower. You can just do that. Like, I mean, like, not super duper deep, but, like, divers, that's how they pressurize.
You just blow your nose?
Basically, yeah. Like when you're in an airplane and you go up and you got to pop your ears and you do the thing, that's pressurizing.
That's the opposite of underwater.
Yeah, but you can do the same thing when you go underwater. We're learning together, everybody.
Who has a pool here? I want to try this. I found out how you can sink to the bottom of a boat of a pool.
How?
You exhale everything.
You could also pressurize.
You just, and then you got a better hope you can get back up before you breathe in.
Right.
Otherwise, you scare your family.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's your superpower?
Well, you know what? I was just thinking like of Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars, where he goes, you don't have to enter this room. And they go, you don't have to enter this room. You have mind control.
Like the Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, so it's kind of like...
Like persuasion.
Well, yeah, it's the power of persuasion. And so I would like to go to Las Vegas. If I only have 24 hours, I want the power of persuasion to go to the Chippendales show. And then go to the Thunder from Down Under and go, you want to come to my room. You want to come to my room and have the power of persuasion.
See, I...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you want to, like, rape people.
Oh, honey, I already mentally do that. No.
I was
like, wow, all these attractive...
The first thing I thought...
Have you ever been, like, the sole gay person with all these women screaming for people to take their clothes off? I did that in Las Vegas. I was, like, the only gay person there, and there were all these females.
That can't be true.
It really made me feel uncomfortable, because the guys were strutting, and they were screaming, and I'm like, oh, my God,
I've been the only woman at a strip club.
Oh, okay.
With like other dudes.
Wait, who is dancing?
A lady.
That's another woman.
Did they assume you were off the clock?
What?
Did they assume you were off the clock?
That's a middle finger.
That is a middle finger straight up your ass.
Oh, honey, I like you better already.
I'm an ex Vanessa. He's so frightened.
Oh, you're turning really red, you know that?
It's okay.
I just wanted to say, when you said go to Vegas, the first thing I thought was, how's that going to work? Oh, go to a poker table and say, everybody fold. And then you get all the money, and you do that every time.
Oh,
yeah. Go all in. They go all in, like, fold now. Okay. And then they go, I'm all in, and you have $500.
That's pretty smart.
That is pretty smart, yeah. I'm impressed, Scott. That was really
then you can just
job.
Lure people with money.
Yeah.
That's true.
And not be a weirdo. And that's coming from me.
How is it? It's not weird. It's just mere. It was like, give a fantasy for 24 hours. So I gave a fantasy for 24 hours.
Sure.
A fantasy is never weird. A fantasy is a fantasy.
To be fair, he did say, come to my room. They could play like poker or like Yahtzee.
That's true.
Watch movies.
That's popcorn. True.
I bet that's not what he wants, though.
No. No.
But.
Okay.
Anyways,
all right.
Give a round of applause for Vanessa and Gord. Thank you.
Thank you.
John, I was going to say, John, unless someone else from Madison wants to come up. All right. It's Mike. Where'd Mike go?
I don't know. Mike!
Yeah.
Oh, okay, whatever. Let's finish this up.
All right. What? Because I'm just saying, there's people that park like assholes, and if they come back to the car and all four of their tires are popped, not even just like flat, they're just fucking popped. That wastes their whole day. Their whole day's done. All right, so we're back on the stage with Ken, Mike, and John.
Yay.
And me. So, all right, so now we're to the part, what, do you want to do story time or not?
Wait, it's your show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John, last segment, let's go.
Okay, we're going to do story time.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. So what happens? I have
Oasis.
Oh.
What's the story?
What's the story?
Oh, yeah. He said that last time and I still forgot. Yeah. I have a website with a random noun generator and I'm going to push generate and then I'll take that noun and then whatever the first story you think of that's fun involving that noun.
True story?
Yeah.
True story?
Okay. Don't just make it up. Go,
well, no,
I found a dollar.
I think everyone's done that. That's not like a main.
I hope this is involving a dollar somehow.
The fucking word is hallway.
Hallway?
Oh,
got one. Yep, I got one.
Okay, go.
One time I found a hallway.
Ooh, good. When I was in middle school, and if you would get in trouble, they'd have you go stand out in the hallway because I had a very small school.
Oh.
And a friend of mine and I can make this noise. Get ready because I'm going to make it. It's a weird noise. Are you ready? It's a weird cracking
He's
noise.
He's making that noise.
I made that with my mouth. That's a weird cracking noise.
Not his dick, listeners.
No.
Who would think that?
Not his dick, listeners. The people who listen to his dick, yes. They didn't make the noise.
They did not make that noise.
Awesome.
The dick listeners are always quiet.
They just wait for those dick noises.
Because if I know they're here,
wait. I was thinking someone like just put little headphones on their dick. I'm like, you listen to this.
No, he has people who play. Right now, I'm his dick listener. Yep. I'm the one sitting down here low.
He'll tell me.
See, now this is normal. No. Look at this.
So, anyway, so I... we would make that sound across the room, my buddy and I.
Perfect.
And, and our teacher said, if you make that sound one more time, you're going to go in the hall. And, of course, I made the sound again. And then he put me out in the hallway, and I had to make that sound for an hour.
What?
Which sounds great, because it's like, oh, this is fun.
No, no.
But after an hour of doing that, my mouth hurt so much. Ugh. Like, it just was dry, and it hurt. And then my friend, whose name's Jake, and let you guys know.
Oh, Jake. Everyone knows Jake.
So the teacher the teacher also sort of gave him a look and said, that goes for you as well. And he looked him right in the eyes and went... So for the next hour, we were both in the hallway quacking back and forth at each other.
That's just friendship and love.
It really is.
Yep. It really is.
I told my one about farting, right?
No. What?
I think I did.
Open the conversation? I told you about the one that farted.
Okay. If I've told this, just forget, then I'll skip it to go to another one because I have lots of hallway
stories.
We're not
going to stop.
Which is really weird. We went to the same high school, right?
Green Bay West?
Nope. Okay.
Where did you go?
Deep here east. Like, not even the same side of the river.
Really close.
Every word.
So, what was your mascot?
A bird?
Wildcat. Okay.
Oh, wow. You guys would eat us.
Closer.
Duck size, a wildcat sized duck, bird, or whatever.
What was your school color?
Wildcat sized duck.
Red and white.
Red and white? We were purple and white, so maybe that was where you got confused.
Yeah. Whites. It's the whites.
This thing that's happening right now is worse than the Holocaust.
That's that about hallways?
Hallway
costs.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.